few years ago, a guy named Tyler Knott Gregson fell in love with a typewriter. Several best-selling books later, he's known all over the interwebs as the typewriter poet. He told Charles Monroe Kane how it all happened.
There's an antique shop here called Golden Girls. I was browsing around, and there was just this old, beautiful, perfect-looking typewriter. It was beat up in all the right places, mm-hmm. and you know, it was one of those ones that looks like it was made to look beat up, but it was just so iconic and perfect that I knew I at least had to try to type on it. And so I had a book, I had an old broken book, and I ripped out one of the blank sheets, and I thought, I got to try this thing. I have to see if at least the ink works. I have to just see. And I fed the paper in and started typing, and the noise that it made and the smell of it and the really analog, you know, I mean, it was work to do it. You had to hit one key at a time because the keys were so, space between the key and the bottom was so big. And I fell in love with it. And I wrote the entire first poem all in one go. And it ended up becoming the first poem in the Chasers of the Light book.
Well, let's hear it. Come on, let's hear it. What's the first poem?
Oh, it's pretty long. Do I have to read the whole thing?
Well, let me read the beginning. I just want to picture you typing in here. I'm looking.
Easy. Okay, so it says, what if all we have ever wanted isn't hiding in some secret and faraway dream, but inside of us now, as we breathe one another and find home in the way our arms always seem to fit perfectly around the spaces between us? So that was the first line that
Dude, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Look, you walk into an antique store, you see a typewriter they don't want, you stick in a piece of paper in it, and you type that right off the top of your head?
Yeah.
You were inspired.
I was inspired. There was a giant fat cat curling around my feet, and I love that little cat. And so, I don't know, it felt right. Maybe it was about the cat.
Why poetry, man? Like, you're not, I mean, I did a little research on you. You're not a poetry professor. You're not a professional poet.
No.
Why poetry? Why did you write a poem? Why not write something else?
If you knew me personally a little bit better, you'd understand that rules and authority is something that I've struggled with for a very, very long time. My grandmom used to tell stories about when I was like 3 years old or 2 years old. You know, she was an old Southern lady, and she had a lot of strict rules, and all the other grandkids were a little bit afraid, and they would just follow them. And then there was me when I was 2 years old, and she would tell me to do something, or if I wanted to do something and she said no, I would just stick my finger in her face and I would say no to me. And it began there. Yeah. And so poetry for me had no rules.
Nice.
And I fell in love with the fact that I could say anything I wanted to say. I could rhyme if I wanted to. There didn't have to be a hypothesis and a thesis statement and five paragraphs. It could be literally anything I wanted in any way I wanted to say it. And so after writing that first one, it just felt like this key to a door that unlocked. And all of a sudden, I had this freedom that I had never understood before. And I was, like you just said, why was I standing at an antique typewriter? And why did that first line come out? My brain is always just filled with words, and I've never known what to do with those words. And so poetry was like a light bulb going off. It was like, here you go. You can do this now, and you can say anything you want, and you can clear out that clutter that's doing nothing but just rattling around and making noise.
This isn't just like nice, bold A-type paper that comes from the store. You find receipts, scraps of paper, old ripped up things from the ground, and you type your poems on those. And they're beautiful. Tell me, how did that come about, to grab an old receipt or back a library card and do it?
Honestly, it's a combination of two factors, I think. I think firstly, if I'm really honest, it's just laziness. I didn't want to go to the store and buy pieces of paper. I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want it to look like that. And that's the second reason, is the aesthetic of it. I personally loved the way old things look much better than new things almost all the time. And so it kind of took off a little bit, and people started, I think, responding to the aesthetic, not as much, but it complemented the words a little bit more.
We should slow down for a second. So how did you get people to read it?
I started using my blog personally just to keep my family and my friends in the loop on where I was and what I was doing. And so the poetry, I just started posting them on there because it was a little bit more of an intimate look into my thought process than just doing a blog, because again, there were no rules and I didn't have to have a format, and I could, you know, I could write about anything, and I did.
And the internet's so visual, so you took a picture of the words on the receipt or on the ripped up piece of paper and then post that, say, to Instagram or wherever, where it's so much easier to do than those words. It's clever. But what happened, and I'll just share this with me, about 3 years ago, I have a friend, he's a writer in Africa, I might add, and okay. He says, hey, man, you should follow this guy on Facebook and on Instagram. I'm like, I don't want to follow this poet. He said, no, you should. You'd love it. So I did. I decided to follow you. I have no idea who you are. And you've been posting almost every single day a poem on like a ripped up piece of paper. And then not only is it on a ripped up piece of paper, but typed on the Remington. And I would just like, I'd get it and I'd be like, oh my God, this is so romantic. I want to scream. And I just read it every day. I'm wondering, like, is this like a romantic endeavor for you?
It has been every single day with the typewriter series and actually with the haiku. The haiku has been every single day for about 6.5 years. And the typewriter series has been going on. I think yesterday was 1,323 days.
Well, happy anniversary.
Yeah, it was really good.
it was a good day.
It was a very special. Yeah, it was every day is an anniversary. So celebrate them all.
Celebrate them all, man. Every day is another poem.
Every day is another poem.
So in addition to doing this, which is a lot of work every day, you also are writing a haiku every single day about love. Where did that come from, man?
About 6.5 years ago, I wrote a haiku and I loved it. I loved that it was so challenging to try to simplify big emotions down into 15 little syllables or 17. I'm sorry. It was hard for me because reducing things down, I find to be infinitely more challenging than expounding on them. If you have 100 pages to write, you know, about something pretty simple, you can be super visual with it. You can go into as much detail as you possibly want. But when you're only given 3 lines, it's really hard to tell a story in those 3 lines. And so I liked the challenge of it personally. And so I just decided, as long as I can do it, I want to explore and try to simplify such a big thing like love. And so that's where it all started. It was trying to reduce that down. And that's where it began. And I certainly never intended on making it even 6 months or even 1 month. And I look back on it today and somehow 6.5 years in, I have no idea how I'm not tripping over myself over and over. But like I said, there's just the words keep showing up. And as long as they do, I'm just going to keep jotting them down.
Well, let's hear a few. Why don't you read 2 or 3 for us, or your favorites?
How about I read you the first one and I read you the last one in the book?
Beautiful.
All right. So the first one says, here starts the journey. Here begins the adventure. Hold tight to my hand. And the last one says, and this is where the title of the book actually came from, all the words are yours, and they will always be yours. You live, so they do. Those are the bookend poems of this little book.
Tyler Knott Gregson writes and posts a daily haiku on love and a poem from his typewriter series every day. He lives in Helena, Montana, and Charles Monroe Kane talked with him.